but it didn't make no difference. You're still keying it up. But you won't hear nothing on Tom's note because you don't have the Tone Squelch programmed in there. But anyways, you'll figure it out there, I'm sure. So, well, it looks like you got a busy day. You got a few projects there to do there. Get things set up there for you. You mentioned earlier about an amplifier. Whereabouts is this amplifier for sale there? Over.
Be better to talk to him because I don't know how much he won for, but it's a big amplifier for HF radio. But I'm thinking about it, so I would like to make sure. I need to call Dave if I really need it, because on my EQG90, it's 20 watt, right? Maximum 20 watt. So I don't know if I need the bigger power or whatever. So I need to figure it out before I do something. But he has a big amplifier for the HF for sale. That's about it. And nothing else. Back to you.
Well, you never answered my question. Who's got that for sale? Is that Tom, by the way? I'm just guessing.
Yeah, Tom.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, I know the one that he's got there, so... Yeah, that will give you a big boost there, definitely, but you have to change things around there on your whole setup there to use that amplifier. You know, you got to change your, I'm pretty sure you got to change your antenna, and you got to change your tuner, and of course your watt meter and SWR as well there, so it'll be a little bit more expense than you figured there. I need to, I'm working towards setting up, I got the same type of amplifier at home here, and I need to upgrade my antenna yet. That's the only thing I got left to do, and then I can use that amplifier. So I haven't quite decided which way I'm going yet. I can either change my my Belin and or I can just sell my antenna or use it for something else and buy another one. But I have good luck with this one here that I bought from Chris. It's a Buckmaster off-center fed dipole, and I make lots of QSOs on it there. So I'm able to talk straight to the East Coast with it. Of course, when propagation's in my favor, but and the West Coast, so can't ask for better than that there. But just to make it a little bit easier on other people, you know, say if you're getting, you know, people that come on when you're talking on HF and saying they have a hard time copying you, then an amplifier would ease their ears a little bit, make it better for them. So, and I have quite a few stations in the distance that, you know, I'm an S5 or S3 at their location. So if I had a little bit more power, it'd benefit those guys. They'd be able to hear me, you know, by another one or two S units. But anyways, I don't know if you realize that all the extra expense that you're going to have there, Pierre. V5 Alpha Lima, V5 RGM.
I copy that, Randy. Well, that's about it. So I'm waiting for a football game. Montreal play at 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon. And after this game will be BC and... the Riders, but Montreal play with Hamilton. Ooh, yoy, yoy. That will be a tough one. Same thing with the Riders. That's hard to say who's supposed to win. I don't know. I don't know. Sometimes the riders take some stupid penalty, and there we go. And I hope not, but anyway, that will be great if we have riders in Montreal for a Grey Cup. I will be happy for that, to watching that game. So I don't know where is the Grey Cup game, so I don't know where they're supposed to play, but anyway. All right, 73, Randy, and have a nice day. It's pretty cloudy here, and we're supposed to get some snow tonight. So my wife, she said maybe 7 or 10 centimeters. Oh, yeah, I hope not. But anyway, we'll see what happens. It's November. You never know. All right, 73, Randy, and we'll be clear after your final. RJM, V5 AL.
Yeah, Roger. Well, that's unfortunate. I'm hoping the winter bypasses Kenora, so this season I can do without it for a while yet. I doubt it. It's going to be warm out, so I think it's going to melt anyways. I think we're supposed to get up to like +9 or something like that today. So tonight it changes, though. It gets colder. And I think they forecasted maybe snow in the forecast for tomorrow in Kenora. Today might be a little bit of rain. So we'll see how that works. Wait a half an hour and weather changes. welcome to Saskatchewan. So, yeah, it might bypass us here, Pierre. geez, wouldn't that be nice? Anyways, yeah. So, actually, another question you didn't answer for me is you went shopping there for your microphone. Did you get the right connector for your radio? I don't know if you'd have that connector there. But what did you buy there to make the changeover there on the mic to your Combinator your HF rig? Over.
Well, that's an 8-pin. DIN connector, male or female. So I bought those, one the female and one the check connector, you know what I mean? So, and I have some RJ45 at home already, so just in case I need it. But I have a good idea what I'm supposed to do, so no problem at all. And also, yeah, so, you know, for a football game or stuff like that, it's a pretty hard to say, because I don't want to see any snow at all in the field, because that's a totally different strategy and different game and a different plan, or so slippery, and that's, I hate that. I like totally dry field. So, you know, so you agree about it?
Yeah, Roger. No, that's one of the reasons I couldn't understand why. I know it was a budget thing, and but you know, when they were building that field there in Mosaic there in Regina there, you know, they should have put a roof over it. You know, most definitely. I don't know why they didn't. It was a new facility. You know, they could hold indoor events all winter long. You know, I just don't understand that. They could have made the money back tenfold. You know, just not very smart people making these decisions, I don't think there. So, you know, they could have had, you know, musicians come in and perform and all kinds of stuff instead of the way it is now there. So, but I guess they have their reasons, and I suppose it affects the taxpayers there too of Regina. So I guess they got to be cautious with that. So, But yeah, they could have made their money tenfold back, no problem. But anyhow, yeah, no, fine business there. I didn't realize that was a DIN connector. Probably a 10-pin then, maybe, or something like that, or maybe a 6. But anyways, that's the DIN is a round connector. So, yeah, if they've got that type of connector there with the pigtail there, that'd be an easy adaptation there for your mic. So that'd be awesome. You'll be on the air with that in an hour. You'll have that completed there. So, anyways, 73s. I better get back to what I'm doing here, otherwise I'll be behind the ball here again. So, nice talking with you, Pierre. You have yourself a very good day. V5 Alpha Lima, V5 RJM will be QRT 73.
73, Randy, you take care. V5 RJM, V5 Alpha Lima, still listening. 73, Randy.
Oh no, it's snowing here in Kenora. What happened? The ground is getting white. Oh my goodness. V5 RJM is clear.
You're kidding me? Really? Huh. Here is beautiful in Saskatoon. It's 22 degree and sunshine, high.
Well, I guess there goes my idea. 73, B5RGM is monitoring as well.
Merry Christmas. Hi. Okay, I better to go. V5RJM, V5 Alpha Lima.